Lady Honoria Maitland strolled through the ballroom beside her old friend, hoping this was the turning point she'd been waiting for all evening. She'd run into one aggravation after another since the moment she arrived. The shawl she'd worn against the chilly spring night had caught on the door latch of the carriage and torn. Her stepmother had introduced her to two gentlemen whose acquaintance she had previously made, but desperately wished she hadn't. She'd accepted a third gentleman's request for a dance, hoping to escape the first two, and nearly ended up face down on the floor. But then Benedict Grey had caught her, and the evening began to show some promise. It had been months and months since they had seen each other, and so much longer since they'd had a real conversation. Perhaps that could be remedied tonight. "Of course I will walk with you. Perhaps we can evade my dance partner. I have no desire to return to his ministrations, and I always enjoy your company." They strolled away from his corner refuge with all the dignity of visiting royalty, or at least Honoria did, spine straight, shoulders back, chin up. Benedict's eyes darted around the room as if he was plotting his escape. Perhaps he was. But his voice was calm when he spoke again. "Where shall we walk?" "Let's take a turn about the room for a start," she grinned. "Because if the activities you witnessed on the terrace are still in progress, we'll want to avoid going there." Benedict merely nodded, so she racked her brain for another option and decided that a little forwardness would not go amiss with this man. At least, it never had before. "Dancing is also a good way to occupy one's time at a ball." He cringed visibly.
"You want to dance?"
"I love to dance, you know that." Her mouth and feet both paused, while she looked more closely at her friend. His shoulders were slightly hunched as he halted beside her, and she could just make out a red tint creeping into his cheeks from beneath his snow-white cravat.